Milwaukee police say 20-year-old Billie Chang and 32-year-old Jack Yang were shot around midnight last Saturday morning when riding in a car with their alleged killer. Chang died at the scene, while Yang passed away a day later. Nia Jur Tao was a friend of the two men and knew Chang especially well.
He always looked out for you. Always. If we had gotten to a fight or something with other people, he would be the first one there. I miss you, man.
According to a criminal complaint filed by the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office, the alleged shooter, Do Tao, has a concealed carry weapons permit and took his loaded semi-automatic handgun to a party at which he drank beer and rum. That description does not sit well with a member of a Milwaukee inner-city church group that held a sidewalk vigil for the two men who died. Chris Jezeski says the state should not have allowed concealed carry of weapons.
What are we carrying guns for? We have to solve problems peacefully. We have to solve problems without that finality of death.
Concealed carry advocates say guns can protect innocent people, but Jezeski says he has his hands for protection. The third shooting death of the week occurred early this morning when a 24-year-old African-American man, Antonio Edwards, was killed. Police say Edwards was arguing with unknown suspects. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.